He was, that the ball was across. Apparently we're going to a commercial break here. Yes, we are. We'll take a break from the America Family Insurance broadcast booth. We think it's 6-0 Nebraska. We'll let you know on the other side of the break. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant US Bank.
I knew that.
US Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what US Bank is for. US Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So after further review, it is a catch as Trey Palmer was able to establish control of the end of the football while in the end zone. He was coming back out. It was one of those that did he gather it and was the ball completely outside of the end zone? It was not. It is a good catch. So it's 6-0 Nebraska with the extra point from Timmy Bleakroad, I should say, coming up.
And the reason it was such a good throw is the ball was low, where only the receiver, Palmer, could make a play on it. Hunter Waller was behind the receiver, was shielded, couldn't get his hand on the ball. It's just a good pitch and catch. Like I said, Thompson throwing with pressure in his face from Herbig, getting the ball to his favorite receiver, Palmer.
So we wait for TV to come out of the break, then the extra point try will happen.
Palmer was unstoppable against Purdue, had 7 catches for 237 yards, a couple of TDs.
Yeah, it was a kind of at times seemed like he was going up against air looking back at that game. He was running free a good chunk of that game. Here's Bleakroad, who's been pretty good in the kicking duties. 8 of 10 as a field goal kicker. PAT coming up here. Here's a snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. Ford scoring drive, 8 plays, covering just 37 yards. It took 3 minutes and 33 seconds, and we'll go ahead and take another break. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. 0 in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 6:40 left in the second quarter. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
A Malcolm Hartsog interception sets up a 37-yard touchdown drive for Nebraska. 11-yard toss from Casey Thompson and Trey Palmer. 6:40 left in the half. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing.
And one of the quirks of this series, Wisconsin has returned kickoffs for touchdowns in each of the last two meetings against the Huskers with Stephon Bracey on the opening kickoff last year. His first touch of the season, he went 91 yards. And a few years ago here was Aaron Cruikshank took a kickoff back 89 yards for a score. Could use something like that now.
Yeah, they could. Isaac's capable if he can get an opportunity, Isaac Garendo. I feel like he's come close more than once. Looks like they're going to need a holder here for Nebraska, trying to keep the ball on the tee, and that is no easy task. Brendan Frankie handles the kickoff duties for the Huskers. And he, in fact, will have a holder as we're ready to roll. 7-0 Nebraska, 6:40 left in the second quarter. Frankie on the run-up, and the kick is away, and he hit this one hard. Garendo is going to let it fly over his head for a touchback, and the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line, first and 10.
There have been spurts in this game where Wisconsin generated a little momentum running the ball, but it's that inconsistency again that we've seen really hamper this offense throughout the season, where one missed assignment leads to a punt eventually.
Braylon Allen back in there for Wisconsin. That left arm was bothering him on the last possession, but he's back in there now. Chimre DK, single wide receiver to the right. Tyler Beach, extra tackle out there, left side of the formation. High backs on first to 10. Hand off Allen up the middle to the 30-yard line, and he is cut down at the 34-yard line by the safety, Miles Farmer. 9-yard run, though, on first down for Braylon.
And the O-line was able to do a good job just getting a great jump on the snap count. That was a fullback, Jackson Aker, leading the interference for Allen.
Second down and one for Wisconsin. Braylon coming off yet again, so Ches Malusi in there at tailback. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Skyler Bell wide left. He'll motion to the formation. On second and one, Mertz will hand it to Malusi. Gets the first down. Rips across the 35-yard line, across the 40, and up to the 41. Gain of 7 and a first down for Ches Malusi.
Michael Furtney throwing the block for Malusi. Furtney covering up Hausman. Malusi picking up the first down. He started the season off with a bang. He had 148 rushing yards against Illinois State. We saw what he could do last year when he was healthy.
He was putting together a terrific year and then got hurt in that game at Rutgers. Ended his season with a knee injury. Ches still in there at tailback on first and 10. Malusi gets the handoff, crashing over left guard across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. Garrett Nelson is there for the stop. Only gain of 5, second down coming up for Wisconsin as Braylon Allen gets back in there for the Badgers. 5:15 left in the half, 7-0 Huskers. You know Braylon is uncomfortable, but he's doing what he can to try to get back in the game and help his team. He's behind Mertz On second down, Mertz will hand it to Allen off the right side. Cuts outside to the 50. Allen gets met by Luke Reimer, among others, and sent down. Hurt Hartsog there as well. First down at the 46-yard line of Nebraska.
Allen showing patience and just reading the blocks in front of him. The first one was thrown by the fullback, Riley Nowakowski. So what we've seen so far in this half, both Aker and Nowakowski playing tag team at fullback. Braylon Allen also got a good block downfield by his right tackle, Riley Malman.
So a little something going here for Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes left till halftime. 7-0 Nebraska. Keontez Lewis comes out to the right. Dean Ingram to the left. Offset eye behind Mertz. Ingram starts in motion to the formation. Graham will hand it to Allen. Trying to hit off the left side of the line. Nothing doing as he is taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Hartsog the corner. Coming off the corner and getting to Braylon Allen. And that'll be a loss of a couple to the 48 of the Huskers, second down and 12.
And big number 72 really blew up the play with penetration. That's Nash Hutmaker, 330 pounds. He's like one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, too,
wouldn't
he?
Right. Yeah, four-time state champ in South Dakota. Isaac Garendo in at running back now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second down and 12, Wisconsin. At the Huskers' 48-yard line, Mertz under center, takes a snap, give to Garendo, gets a block inside the 40-yard line. Good block from Joe Tippmann, and that helped create a crease for Garendo down to the 39-yard line of Nebraska, giving the Badgers a manageable third and three.
Matt, what we're seeing on this drive is that tailback's getting sprung to that second level. Some crisp blocking along the line of scrimmage. As you mentioned, Joe Tippmann pulling that time and leading the way. Houseman keeps getting up slowly, more slowly, and more slowly. They've really attacked him. Again, he's a true freshman. It's tough to take on the pounding that he's already taken in the first half.
Jackson Aker, Ches Malusi, offset eye on third down and three at the 39 of Nebraska. Hand off Malusi off the left side, gets the first down inside the 35. Wrapped up by Luke Reimer at the 33 as the Badgers convert. They're now 3 of 6 converting on third down so far today.
As long as that O-line doesn't allow any type of penetration, it gives that tailback, in this case Malusi, a chance to read and then make the cut. One cut, it makes the ball, it gets the ball upfield, squares his shoulder in the first down.
2:40 left in the half, 7-0 Nebraska. Badgers on the move, first and 10 at the Huskers' 33-yard line. Straight eye formation behind Mertz. Graham gets the snap, hand off Belushi, straight ahead inside the 30-yard line, and slams his way to about the 28 or 27-yard line. Quinton Newsome, one of the corners up there with a little bit of help. And it's still a gain of about 5 to the 28 of Nebraska's second down for Wisconsin.
I think there's just a little friendly competition, too, between Allen and Malusi, don't you? And that's why we've said it. They've made each other better, certainly did last year.
Good timing to get Ches back in there with Braylon in and out of the game here so far in this first half. He's in right now. Riley Nowakowski, the fullback. Skyler Bell, single wide receiver to the right. Tyler Beach, extra tackle in there. The tight end, Hayden Rucci. Motions left to right. Mertz takes the snap. Hand off Allen. Nothing doing at the point of attack as he gets yanked down. That was Ativa Maga Clements getting in there, a backup linebacker who can play a fair amount. No gain on the play, and it's now third down and 5, Wisconsin, at the Huskers' 28-yard line. Big third down coming up for Wisconsin. They have a good drive going, down to a minute 20 left in the half. Both teams have all of their timeouts. Badgers continue to huddle, and now Mertz brings them up. Keontez Lewis wide to the right. Jim Ray, DK, slot left. Skyler Bell wide left. Isaac Garendo, the running back. Shotgun snap, Mertz. Play fake. Float to left side. It's caught by Eschenbach. Inside the 25. Houseman brings him down at the 21-yard line. First down with a couple of yards to spare. With exactly 1 minute left in the first half. And again, it's the Graham Mertz-Jack Eschenbach combo to convert to a first down.
And it wasn't that easy of a throw because Luke Reimer is pressuring Mertz, but he got the ball out in front of his receiver, which allowed him to pick up that first down.
Big momentum swing opportunity. The Badgers will get the ball to start the second half. 50 seconds left in the first half. Shotgun snap, Mertz on first and 10. Graham under pressure. Pocket is tight. One pump now throws down the middle, and it is jarred loose, incomplete. Intended for Chimre DK. As the timing of the hit appeared to be perfect, and it knocked it loose from Chimre DK. And with 39 seconds left in the half, it is second down and 10 for Wisconsin. That was Isaac Gifford, one of the safeties, getting over there to break up the play.
The ball didn't have a whole lot of velocity on it, but it did get to DK in a crowd. There was a lot of traffic around him.
Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Huskers' 21-yard line. 39 seconds left in the half, 7-0 Nebraska. DK slot to the right, Bell wide to the right. Garendo, the running back, hand off Garendo, trying the right side. Flags are everywhere. Isaac gets inside the 20 and down to about the 17 or 16-yard line. And there are multiple penalty flags on the field. And a Nebraska defensive lineman, Ty Robinson, very slow to get up. The clock stops with 32 seconds left in the first half.
All I know is Jack Nelson was shaking his head, which is not a good sign.
There's also a penalty marker in the secondary, so let's see if we get offsetting penalties here. Reggie Smith, the referee.
There are fouls by both teams. Personal foul, clipping, offense, number 79, offside. Defense, number 11, lined up in the neutral zone. Those fouls offset. Second down.
That's a major break for Wisconsin there is what that is.
Thing about it is, too, the clip is away from the ball. It's away from the point of attack. We saw that type of penalty stop a drive last week at Iowa.
All right, we will have a timeout here on the field. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.com. 32 seconds left in the first half. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is Dr. Bowman. How do you protect your health? Do you use prescription drugs every day? Natural medicines are safer and more effective. Drugs are not natural. They are synthetic chemicals from an industrial laboratory. They are toxic. They have serious, sometimes fatal side effects. Drugs do not heal you because they not only treat your symptoms. Symptoms are the warning signals that something is wrong inside. Your body can no longer cope with it, but that's what needs help. The real internal cause, not your symptoms. For a consultation and appointment, call us at 715-341-4949.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Grants. Ready when you are.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We have 32 seconds left in the first half. It is 7-0 Nebraska. The Badgers, after the offsetting penalties, will have a second and 10 at the Huskers' 21-yard line. And the Badgers will get the ball in the second half, so a big opportunity here to feel good about yourself if they can get points on the board here at the end of the first half.
A little bit of spark, too, brought to the offense by Ches Malusi. So you take a look at the two tailbacks. Braylon Allen, 11 for 57. Malusi, 10 for 39. That's a nice little tandem going here in the first half.
Mertz through the air, 4 of 8 with the one interception. Casey Thompson, 6 out of 8. Graham just 19 pass yards. Thompson, 52. On a windy day, not all that surprising. You got Eschenbach, DK, and Bell out to the right. Keontez Lewis to the left. Isaac Garendo, the running back. Mertz at the shotgun. Garendo to the left of the quarterback. As Burks gets him organized, takes a snap. Huskers bring in four. Graham looks left, throws left once. Lewis overshot him, incomplete. Good coverage from the cornerback, Quentin Newsom. Down along the left sideline near the goal line. It's now third and 10 for the Badgers at the Nebraska 21-yard line with 27 seconds left in the half.
One thing Nebraska's had trouble with this year is pressuring quarterbacks, and the pocket formed well there for Graham. Had all the time in the world.
So another big third down facing Wisconsin. In this wind, no kicks are automatic. Be looking at about 39 yards from where they are now. Eschenbach, DK, and Bell inside out, wide to the right. Lewis to the left. Snap to Mertz. Four-man rush. Graham looks, throws deep right side. Wants Eschenbach hanging in the air, and it falls incomplete. Ernest Hausman on the coverage with help from Javon Wright.
Eschenbach stopped running and looked back. I'm not sure if he was confused about what type of route he was supposed to run, or he just lost track of the ball.
He sure did. So now Nate Van Zelst will try to get Wisconsin on the board with 19 seconds left in the half. Van Zelst, 6 out of 8 this season. This is a 39-yard try from the left hash mark with the wind blowing here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Lines are down. Here's the snap, spot, the kick from Van Zelst in the air, and it is no good. Wide to the right. Looked like the wind cut it down, really knocked it down short and wide right. As the Badgers come up empty on a promising drive with 14 seconds left in the half. We'll take a break. It remains 7-0 Nebraska. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Checking out that replay. The kick might have had the accuracy, but the wind really just knocked it down. So the 39-yard attempt from Nate Van Zelst ended up being short. So thus a 14-play, 54-yard drive results in no points for the Badgers. We have 14 seconds left in the half. It remains 7-0 Huskers.
I thought they did some good things on that series, yet the bottom line is it's not going to change. You got to find a way to get some points. Once again, Wisconsin victimized by a short field, the only score in this game.
Yeah, Casey Thompson touchdown pass to Trey Palmer that ended what was just a 37-yard drive following the interception. And it looked like the wind was a factor on that throw from Graham Mertz that was picked off by Malcolm Hartsong. So this is where, again, you're talking with Jim Leonard this week. So if you could find a way to bottle confidence. I mean, you've got a team that, you know, doing a lot of good things, again, defensively. Not enough things offensively to help. Not getting the short field, the special teams game. It's already been a nervous moment or two with special teams. But, you know, the key is to try to punch through all that and not let it snowball. Real tester now for this Wisconsin team.
If nothing else, so that there should be some confidence in the running attack. I mean, it's not great shakes, but it's better than what we saw at Iowa. They have at least shown the ability to move the chains on the ground thus far. And I guess it's going to be a matter of which direction you're going in the second half as far as how effective you're going to be or how often you're going to throw the football.
Yeah, 92 rushing yards for Wisconsin, 57 for Braylon Allen, 39 for Ches Malusi. So the Huskers have it at their 21-yard line. We'll see if they just go ahead and kneel this one out. Chuck Freeman will update you on scores across college football. All that coming up here as part of our halftime show as Thompson will go ahead and take a knee, and we will get to the end of the first half here in Lincoln. Well, the Badgers in search of win number 6 to become bowl eligible. They know they have work to do as they go into the locker room down 7 here at the half. Our score at the half, Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. Our Hy-Vee halftime report is coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker,
844.
You've already met him.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There's the difference, the short field. Nebraska got an interception. Malcolm Hartsog intercepting a Graham Mertz pass, returning it to the Badgers' 37-yard line, thus your short field. And the Huskers were able to take advantage. An 8-play drive to the end zone capped by a Casey Thompson 11-yard toss to Trey Palmer. Badgers had a threat late in the first half, got down to the 21 of Nebraska, but that was it. As again, the wind a factor on a field goal try from Nate Van Zelst as his 39-yarder ended up falling just short. So that's where we are, defense and weather ruling the day here so far in Lincoln at the half. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. Stay with us, our halftime report, our Hy-Vee halftime report will continue. We'll check out some other scores across the country, all that and more coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with 3 goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond.
Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university. Live from the network studios, this is the Ho-Chunk Scoreboard.
I'm Chuck Freeman. Let's start in the Big Ten. Games in progress late second quarter. Illinois hanging in there with third-ranked Michigan. The Wolverines lead it 7-3. Again, late second quarter. Late second quarter, Michigan State pulling away from Indiana 24-7. Halftime, Purdue on top of Northwestern 14-3. Later on today, Iowa at Minnesota. The Hawkeyes suffer through a mid-season three-game skid, but here they are in the thick of the Big Ten West race. Four teams, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Purdue in a first-place tie heading into action today. Later on today, 11th-ranked Penn State on the road at Rutgers. The Nittany Lions, only two losses, that to Ohio State and Michigan. Of course, those two teams meet on Thanksgiving weekend next weekend, the Buckeyes and Wolverines. Also today, second-ranked Ohio State will be at Maryland. Top 25 board, 4th-ranked TCU at Baylor in the Big 12, and that game is tied at 14 apiece at the half. Late third quarter, 20th-ranked Central Florida is trailing Navy. Midshipmen lead it 17-14 late third. Late second quarter scores, Alabama steps out of conference. The 8th-ranked Crimson Tide leading Austin Peay 17-0 at half. And 19th-ranked Florida State out of conference play as well. They take it on Louisiana. They're pulling away 35-0 in that one late second quarter. Pac-12, 7th-ranked USC at 16th-ranked UCLA. Huge implications after UCLA got picked off by Arizona last week. USC is the Pac-12's last hope at getting a playoff bid. Also, 10th-ranked Utah will be at 12, number 12, Oregon. SEC today, number 1, Georgia will be at Kentucky. I'm Chuck Freeman. At the half, it's Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. Our Hy-Vee halftime report continues with Mike Heller in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
We continue on the Hy-Vee Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. Jesse Temple of TheAthletic.com joins me. Jesse had a great travel day yesterday flying through Chicago and down here. Oh, glad you made it. The Chicago airport is fun, O'Hare, to sit in for 8, 9, 10 hours, isn't it?
Always enjoyable. At least I can catch up on my Netflix.
Well, some people are catching up on naps with this game so far. Wisconsin, 111 yards, 95 for Nebraska. Again, it's a critical turnover by Graham Mertz. An interception sets up a very short field and Nebraska scores. That's a story that we saw a week ago.
It was. Obviously, Iowa's two offensive touchdowns last week came on drives that started at the 18 and 17-yard line. And this one, Nebraska got the ball inside Wisconsin's 40. And I'll be interested to ask Graham after the game what he saw on that play. Chimray Dike was open at about the 45, and he threw the ball for Skylar Bell down the field. And I'm not sure if that ball got hung up or if it was just a poor pass, but it was intercepted, and that's the story of the game so far with a 7-0 deficit.
Jesse, I thought it was both. I thought it was not a great decision. The receiver was behind the defensive back, but you're throwing into the wind, and the wind didn't just gust. It's been here all day long. Let me ask you this. Braylon Allen continues to find some working room, but even though he's had a pretty good first half, 11 for 57, nothing big. Longest rush is 9 yards, and that's going to be hard to maintain that throughout the day.
Braylon would never make excuses, but I think it's pretty clear he's hurting still. You can see him coming off of the field, and his left arm is dangling by his side, and he's talked about that he's been dealing with a left shoulder injury and doesn't want to absorb contact. This is the perfect game for Ches Malusi to come back. They're obviously using a three-man rotation, but they haven't been able to break that big play, and that's a departure from what we've seen in several years past against Nebraska. That's why Wisconsin has been so successful against the Cornhuskers.
Let me ask you a question as this team gets ready to come out of the locker room. What can give them confidence, because offensively they don't really have any?
Well, you've got to figure out how to move the ball and just string together some first downs. Obviously, they're relying significantly on the running game, which makes a lot of sense. And you just have to hope the offensive linemen are able to block the plays up well. And you can build a little bit of momentum. And maybe even you use that last drive of the first half and say, we put ourselves in position, we just didn't execute. But they're going to have to figure out ways to score, because the defense, once again, is doing its job. But it's not going to be enough.
Got a minute and a half left. Let me ask you, you and myself and Mike Lucas were talking before we came back. The coaching vacancy as it sits right now is still a big topic of conversation. Another couple of decommits verbally in the last week. This is the landscape that you work under until they name a head coach, whether it's Jim Leonard or somebody outside the program.
Leonard has talked multiple times, and we've asked him multiple times about how he handles all this, and he has preached patience with everyone. And at the same time, he was asked this week how he stays patient, and he said that a decision is clearly going to have to be made sooner rather than later, because it's tough for everyone else to stay patient. They lost two players this week.
Yeah, let me interrupt. So coach says sooner rather than later, but what we're getting from administration sounds like it'll be made when it's made.
Right. Well, obviously under school policy, the job has to be posted first, and then a hire can't be made for 7 days. No matter what, this is going to be done the first week of December in my mind, because December 5th is the transfer portal window, and that opens, and players are going to want to know what's going on, and I think that the administration would owe it to the players to have a plan in place when you've had an interim coach for several weeks. But obviously, we don't know what Chris McIntosh is thinking, and we'll have to see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
So December 5th opens the transfer portal, and 2 weeks later is the signing date, so you're going to have things done, right? I mean, that's what we're looking at.
That's exactly right. It's got to happen real soon.
Jesse, always appreciate it. Thanks for walking down. Food's pretty good here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
There we go. Jesse Temple, TheAthletic.com. At halftime, it is Nebraska 7 and Wisconsin nothing. Coming up on our Hy-Vee Halftime Report, we'll look at the first half stats presented by the Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
hurry into Menards for the last 11% off in 2022. Secure your home with our wide selection of TrueBolt lock sets and deadbolts. TrueBolt door locks provide homeowners, professional installers, and builders with quality products at an affordable price. Available in a wide variety of finishes, you'll find the perfect one to match your style. Get 11% off all TrueBolt lock sets and deadbolts at Menards. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 20. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again. Tonight, lows around 4 above. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow, highs around 28. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
7-0, Nebraska leads Wisconsin at the half. A few moments ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Jim Leonard.
Coach, the field goal got knocked down by the wind. How much do you think that's affecting decision-making today?
It's huge. I mean, the weather's terrible. It's windy. We got to find a way to get points on the board somehow, some way. I mean, obviously, you got to run the football today. You got to make it happen.
Seems like you've been able to establish the run some. Braylon playing clearly not 100% is inspiring, isn't it?
We have to finish drives, and Braylon's a warrior. He has been all year, but we got to punch it in the end zone here. We're moving the ball up and down the field a little bit, but we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We got to finish.
Yeah, that's been the story all year. Some self-inflicted mistakes and trying to finish what they start. Good drive at the end of the half, promising drive, but ended up without any points. First half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, Building Wisconsin Together. 111 yards for Wisconsin in that first half, 92 on the ground. Braylon Allen, 11 carries for 57 yards. Ches Malusi, 10 for 39. Mertz, 4 out of 10, 19 yards, one interception. That might have been wind affected, that interception, to be fair. Casey Thompson, 6 out of 8, 58 yards and a touchdown. Thompson also leads the team in rushing, 29 rushing yards on 7 attempts. Badgers 3 out of 5 on third down. Huskers 2 out of 5 in the first half. Penalties been minor, really, for both teams. 1 for 5 yards for the Huskers. That was a delay of game that really didn't mean anything. They were punting from midfield, and the Badgers had one turned down, a grounding call against Wisconsin. And then there were offsetting penalties on a drive late in the first half. But again, but just still enough mistakes, Mike. You mentioned it. You know, if it's the old line you hear in football. If only 10 of 11 are doing their job, it can blow up a play. The one guy who doesn't, we've seen that kind of rear its ugly head a couple of times in the first half.
And this is an offense that has zero margin of error. I mean, that's what it's been, and that's what it is here again today. I'd just love to see him find a way to get Skylar Bell involved a little bit, whether that be a jet sweep or – any type of short, shallow cross. I think he's the type of player that can help Wisconsin. We know DK has established himself already, but Bell is someone that maybe can help give this offense an identity, because quite honestly, here we are, what, 11 games into the season, and I'm not sure what the identity is.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure that out, which is not ideal, to say the least. I want to correct myself. The official stats don't show it, but the grounding call was accepted. But still, the penalties have been really not an issue for Wisconsin the way it has been in certain game, close games in you know this season or in the past couple. Before the Huskers kick off, let's check in again with our sideline reporter, Patrick Hurd.
One injury update from the Wisconsin locker room heading into the second half here. Justin Clark, who went out with that leg injury, is out for the game now, both with head injury, and he's on crutches on the sidelines now with that leg injury. So kind of double damage to Justin Clark. So they'll be down one man in their secondary for the second half. But speaking of that defense, though, Jim Leonard said pregame to his team, and he did again at halftime, that this defense has to force a turnover. They've forced exactly one in each of the last two games. And they said, look, in that first half, Nebraska forced one and led right to a touchdown. We need to get ours. We'll see if they can do that. But Wisconsin will start with the ball first this half.
And the kickoff from Brendan Frankie will bounce into and roll out of the end zone for the touchback. So the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line. Yeah, Patrick's right. You get to a point where you know the offense, I mean, it is a grind, and that's putting it mildly. So if your defense can get you a short field, it worked for Iowa last week. It worked for Nebraska in the first half today.
No changes up front for Wisconsin. So it's Jack Nelson, Tanner Bordellini, Joe Tippmann, Michael Fertney, Riley Malman, and Tyler Beach as that second tight end.
And Tyler in there right now as Skylar Bell comes out wide to the right. Shimray DK to the left. Backs offset. Braylon Allen the tailback. And Mertz will turn and give it to Allen off the right side. And he gets met right away. Ty Robinson is there to yank him to the turf at about the 26-yard line. Gain of just a yard for Braylon Allen on the first play from scrimmage here in the third quarter.
It's just going to get more and more challenging for Wisconsin to run the ball, too, with Nebraska just adding people into that box, anticipating run on the early downs.
They were getting some things done at times in the first half, getting 5-6 yards plus. But not so here. Second down and 9. Keontez Lewis will come out to the right. Skyler Bell to the left. DK in the slot. Mertz gets the snap. Handoff Ches Belusi, and he pulls the defense through across the 30-yard line up to about the 31. Good strong run from Belusi. Third down. They'll mark at the 31 of Wisconsin after that 5-yard gain. Third down and 4 coming up.
Belusi trying to pull through the tackle attempt of 72 Hutmaker. Matt mentioned, like a 4-time state wrestling champion in South Dakota, went 166-0 and had 73 straight pins.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They don't even do that in WWE.
Third down and 4. Bell and DK to the right with Jim Ray in the slot. Keontez Lewis to the left. Isaac Arendo, the running back, as Mertz works out of the shotgun. Third and 4 for the Badgers. Their own 31-yard line. Snap to Mertz. Pressure coming on Graham. Right side pass. It's incomplete. Coverage from Ernest Hausman. It was intended for Jack Eschenbach right at the marker. And it's a 3-and-out to the first series of the second half of the Badgers.
Well, it's the only throw that they've even attempted to make here over the last quarter and a half, so the coverage you anticipate would be good, and it was. They brought a little bit more pressure than they had in the first half, but Mertz had enough time to throw the ball.
Oliver Martin deep for the Huskers at the Nebraska 35-yard line. Andy Vunavich on the punt. Line of scrimmage, the 31 of Wisconsin. Snap to Vunavich. Steps up, and the kick is away. A line drive steering away from Oliver Martin. It'll bounce out of bounds along the near sideline inside the 30-yard line. They'll mark at the 26, and that's where the Huskers will begin after a 43-yard punt. Minute and a half gone by here in the third quarter. It remains 7-0, Nebraska leading Wisconsin.
Not exactly a recipe for momentum when your offense goes 3-and-out to start the third quarter and you're asking your defense to get a takeaway. I mean, that's all. Stop them and get a takeaway so we can get a short feel for the offense.
Yeah, well, that's what they were taught. That's what, you know, Patrick was just saying. That's what they need. What Jim Leonard's telling his guys, get the defense to help the offense a little bit. Let's see if they can turn them over. Casey Thompson in at quarterback as Anthony Grant to his right. Snap, a low snap to Thompson, digs it out of there under pressure, rolling right, and he'll throw it away. Did a good job of avoiding the sack. Muma Jung Mehta was in hot pursuit as Thompson calmly handled a bad shotgun snap, and it'll be a second and 10 for the Huskers.
He doesn't seem to panic, does he?
Nope.
Which makes him all the more dangerous. Talking that? About Casey Thompson, he's got great poise in the pocket.
Huskers come out, three receivers to the left. Marcus Washington comes out to the right. Pistol formation now. On second down, Thompson will hand to Grant. Works off the right side. Nothing there as Keanu Benton slams the door at the line of scrimmage. Well, he got there quickly, did Benton, and it's third and 10 for the Huskers at their own 25-yard line, make that own 26-yard line.
I would think if I'm an NFL scout, I've got to be impressed with what I've seen out of Keanu Benton this year.
Oh, big time. Big time. And playing through a fair amount of pain. We've seen him limp on and off the field multiple times. That bye came at a great time for him. He's come out refreshed since. Three receivers left, one on the right on third down and 10. Thompson back to throw. Backside pressure from Herbig. Thompson sensing it. Flush left. Throws left side. It's incomplete behind Oliver Martin at the 45-yard line of the far side. Looked like it was tipped. And the Badger defense gets a three and out against the Huskers offense.
Jay Shaw, I think, got his hand on it. Or was he, or maybe it was Dort. I couldn't tell for sure. But Wisconsin definitely deflected that pass with pressure. They bring in the safety blitz with Latu. He was able to escape that, though.
Badgers now with twin safeties. Joining Dean Ingram is Chimre Dike. Brian Buscini on the punt. Snap clean, and the kick is away. And this sails over the head of Ingram. Let's it inside the 10, inside the 5, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback. That was a rocket. 74 yards, net of 54. So the Badgers take over at their own 20-yard line. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 1224 left of the third quarter, Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger fans, your team is always working to perform at their highest level. Effective at-home recovery is a key part of performing at their peak. Podcast is made possible by Revive, Mueller's latest innovative sequential pneumatic compression system. Mueller Sports Medicine is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Visit MuellerSportsMed.com for more information. Do more than recover. Revive. Mueller's Revive. 12:24 left in the third quarter. It remains 7-0 Nebraska as the Badgers start at their 20-yard line.
Here's a dilemma for offensive coordinator Bobby Engram for Wisconsin. The protection's been pretty good, consistently pretty good, but do you feel comfortable or do you trust Mertz throwing the ball into the wind right now?
Well, that's what Patrick was talking with Jim Leonard at the half. He just, Leonard said flat out, weather's terrible. I mean, they've got to be able to run it. I mean, you got to throw it now and then, but I think, you know, for this team to have its best chance, they've got to get this running game cranked up in a big way. Ches Malusi is in there at running back right now. Badgers moving right to left as we view it, south to north here in the third quarter. Graham under his center, Joe Tippmann. Mertz takes the snap, hands to Malusi, has room off the left side across the 25, drives up near the 30-yard line. The mark of the 29, the linebacker Luke Reimer is there, and a good 9-yard run for Ches Malusi.
Now, they're giving up those runs, 8-9 yards. And I think you mentioned it earlier. They're just not going to give you anything like 20 or more. They just haven't over the last seven games now.
Yeah, just about three runs, right? The 20-plus in that span. And this is a rush defense that is 12th in the Big Ten overall. Jackson Aker in at fullback. He's offset. Malusi the tailback. Mertz, little end around. Here comes Skyler Bell running to the right across the 30, 35-yard line and forced out of bounds near the 40 by Malcolm Hartzog. So they get a little end-around action and a first down for Skyler Bell in the Badgers offense.
I love that. We were just talking about Skyler Bell. Find a way to get him some touches. So a little reverse, Tippmann leading the way on the far side of the field. Get Bell involved. Get him engaged.
First and 10 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line. Bell comes out to the left, DK to the right. Malusi stays in there behind Mertz. Jackson Aker to the left of the quarterback. Mertz takes the snap, hand off Malusi. Breaks off the left side across the 45-yard line, and Ches dashes to the boundary near midfield. That's going to be 11 more yards for Ches Malusi and a first down for Wisconsin.
I think what we're seeing, too, with Malusi, Matt, is that he's trusting everything a little bit more in this game. Having had all that inactivity, I thought he was tentative early on, not so now.
He's into a little bit of a rhythm. First and 10 at the 50 for Wisconsin. Ches stays in there. Dane Engram, Keontez Lewis, double wide to the right. On first and 10, Mertz pulls back from center, rolls off to his right. Looking, throwing right side. Bobbled, gathered by Keontez Lewis. He is shoved out of bounds by the safety, Miles Farmer, at the 30-yard line. Pitch and catch good for 20 yards. First down, Wisconsin.
And the thing is, he had a triple read there, short, intermediate, and deep. Made the right call. Graham Mertz made the right read, got the ball to his middle receiver, Lewis, who was open.
4.5 minutes gone by, third quarter, 7-0 Nebraska. Badgers back on the move, first and 10 at the Huskers' 30-yard line. Lewis will come out wide to the right. Isaac Arendo in there at tailback. Riley Nowakowski, the fullback. Engram wide left, motions to the formation. Mertz off the play fake, back the throw, drops it off left side, wide of the target. Nowakowski maybe got a hand on it, but it looked awkward from the get-go. Incomplete pass. And it's second and 10 for the Badgers at the Nebraska 30.
My first reaction was Nowakowski was fighting the sun, and I can't tell if it was in his eyes or not. Is that fair?
Could be. Could be.
He was fighting the ball. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Badgers heading north here. You look back up, that sun could be there as the more sun than clouds right now. Second down and 10, single back offense. Isaac Arendo in there. Tyler Beach, extra tackle left side of the formation. Mertz takes, hand off Garendo off the right side. Inside the 25, Garendo powers his way down to the 21-yard line. Isaac Gifford comes up to make the hit. That's a strong run to the short side of the field, a 9-yard gain for Garendo, third down and one for the Badgers at the 21 of Nebraska.
And it's some really strong blocking out in front of Garendo. Riley Malman, Joe Tippmann pulled, Tanner Bordolini pulled. They were all downfield leading interference.
Third down less than a yard, actually, inside the 21 of Nebraska. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Chez Belusi back in there at tailback. Marucci, wing right. Shimre DK out wide to the left. Mertz takes hands to Belusi. Gets the first down inside the 20-yard line. Down to the 18 of Nebraska. First down, Wisconsin. This trip to the red zone brought to you by the team on top at Case IH.
And this has been about the best-looking drive we've seen in a while, haven't we?
Yeah, first red zone visit today here for the Badgers. 9 minutes left in the third quarter, 7-0 Nebraska. At the end of the first half, the Badgers got down to the 21 of the Huskers, but could get no further. And a field goal affected by the wind ended up falling short.
You have to answer the question, can you finish?
Shimre DK out wide to the right. Tyler Beach still in there as an extra lineman on first and 10. Hand off Belusi up the middle. Inside the 15, a little cut to the left. Down to the 11-yard line. Isaac Gifford brings him down. Strong 7-yard run, second down and 3 for the Badgers.
And the blocking to that side of the formation was good enough to allow Belusi the time to read and cut. So it was Jack Nelson, Bordellini, and Tippmann.
Actually placed it at the 12, so a gain of 6, second down and 4 for Wisconsin. Impressive drive in progress for the Badgers.